Hi, I'm Celia Schilling from Yacht Club Games.
Hey, this is Mark and Keon from Bonte Affold.
Hey, this is Todd Mitchell from Code Right Play.
Salutations, this is Mike Carroll from Stroll Art.
Hey, this is Patrick from the Backlog Odyssey.
Hey, this is Rune from Runic Codes.
Hi, this is Andrew from Spallato Bros.
Hi everyone, Jill Grote here from The Indie Informer.
Hey, this is Brimstone, and you're listening to Roger Reichardt on the Gamerheads Podcast.
And welcome to another episode of the Gamerheads Podcast. My name is Roger. Along with me are my good friends and co-hosts. I have Mike.
Hello.
And the CEO and president and good friend of mine, Phil.
Court is in session. Oh, wait, wrong.
When do I get a title?
Phil?
You just got to randomly declare one, Mike, and then it sticks.
Oh, all right. Former co-host. Goodbye.
Oh, wow. Wow. Damn,
that was... He really left.
Yeah.
All right. I changed my mind. I'm back.
Welcome back. Welcome to the show, everybody. Next week, I'll just say this here. Next week, we will not have a show because I'll be at E3 in Boston.
Not E3.
At E3. I mean, PAX. Oh, my God. I'm thinking that's E3. Okay. I'm sorry. I have E3 on my mind.
Hey,
I'm
hey, at PAX. You're a planner.
Yeah, I am a planner. I know. I will tell you this. The last couple days have been pretty crazy because, like, I've been getting ready for the travel to PAX in Boston. So I'll be going to PAX East next week. And then I've been planning my trip for E3. So I've been getting all that in order. Like, it's been pretty busy. So, but yes, I'll be at PAX next week. And I'll have lots of interviews actually lined up. I have like 13 different...
Damn.
Developers I'll be meeting with and talking about their games and doing interviews with. So we'll have a bunch of material that we'll be able to share with all of you when I get back from Boston. So no show next week, but the week after we'll be back. And the other thing I'll just plug here, since the podcast is not free, I know it's free to you, but not to me. If you want to support the show, that's what I'm trying to say. We do have a Patreon. So go out to the Patreon, to patreon.com/gamerheads, and you can support the show. For as little as $3 a month, you can become a member of an intern, I guess. That's what we've been calling them at Gamerheads. We have newsletters. You'll be entered in for a monthly drawing that we give away. We have new giveaways as well. And then the next tier up, you can actually get a signed letter from Phil welcome you to the Gamerheads Nation. So
everyone that I've written so far has been very well thought out, and I've put a lot of time and effort into them. And my penmanship has really, really went next level on this.
Yeah. I kind of want to sign up just to see what letter I would get, but
it comes in pink paper.
Oh, wow. Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. So before we get into the games we're playing and what's coming out next week, Mike, did you want to do last week we did Back and Forth? Do you have another Back and Forth game for us this week?
I do. And this Ooh. One's timely.
Oh.
So, all right. So here we go. So for those of you who are new to the game, Back and Forth is just basically I give a topic and these two gentlemen go back and forth on a game or a video game character that fits into that topic. And if you go 5 seconds without thinking of a character or a video game, then you lose. And that's basically it. It's just for fun and bragging rights.
Yeah. So far, last week, we were tied.
You guys tied, yeah.
Yeah,
we tied. That was very nice. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do my usual. Who won first last time? Phil, right?
Yeah, I won the coin flip with Scarred Heads.
Yeah, with Scarred Heads.
Scarred Heads. All right. So, Roger, it'll be your turn.
Okay.
So I need you to call heads or tails. And there we go. What is it?
Heads.
And it is heads.
Yeah.
So you get to choose whether to go first or second in this first round.
I'll go first.
Okay. Celebrating, by the time you read this, by the time you listen to this, it'll be St. Patrick's Day. So I figured, why not? We have a category about all the green video game characters that you can think of.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
Oh, no.
So any green video game character. I'm going to do a little, do something just a little bit different. I'm going to give you about 10, 15 seconds to kind of think about it and jot things down in your mental notes.
Oh, no.
So, and then, yeah. And then, Roger, when I say go... You're gonna call it a green video game character.
Oh my god. Okay.
Okay, you ready? Phil, you ready too?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. In 3, 2, 1, Roger.
Frogger.
I'm gonna take the obvious and go with Luigi.
Oh, good one. Booger Man.
Man, that's a pick and flick adventure. Shrek had to have had a video game at some point.
Oh,
right?
Yep. He did.
Yep.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I was hoping that you wouldn't remember anything past that. Did the Grinch have a video game? He must have,
yes.
Right?
Okay. Grinch had a video game.
The Incredible Hulk has been in more than one video game.
Son of a gun. That's a good one. Do they have to? Okay, can I ask a clarifying question? Do they have to be playable characters?
No, in a video game.
Oh, okay. Then Green Goblin. He was in a video game.
Damn it! That was my next one that I had lined up.
5.
Hurricane Helms?
I'll allow it.
Slimer.
Okay.
The dog from Luigi's Mansion.
Oh.
Okay.
Is he green? Oh, Yoshi.
Oh, okay. Shit. That one's way too obvious.
Yeah, that was an easy one.
5, 4, mm-hmm. 3. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Killer Croc.
Oh, good one. Link.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Lucio from Overwatch because he typically wears all green. Yep.
Okay.
Bowser.
Oh, damn. Bowser's. Well, okay. All the Koopa kids.
How about the green squid from Splatoon?
Okay. I don't play Splatoon enough to know if there's a green one, but
there is.
If you have confidence in it, then sure.
Go for it. Yes, there is.
All right, Phil.
Mm-hmm.
3.
Yeah, I got 2, nothing.
1. All right.
Yeah.
Let's see. Some of the ones I wrote down. Let's see. We have Link, Luigi, Master Chief.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Palutena. Blanca from Street Fighter.
Oh, yeah. Blanca. Sure.
Of course, the Battletoads.
Yeah. Oh, Battletoads.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
And the Turtles. Yep. What else did I have? If you ever played Beyond Good and Evil, which is an amazing game, Jade from Beyond Good and Evil.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who could forget the classic platformer Gex?
Yeah, Gex.
I actually was just thinking the other day how much I would appreciate a new Gex game too. That's really too bad. I didn't even think lizards because I easily could have said the lizard as well from Spider-Man.
Yeah,
he was in Spider-Man 1 or 2.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What else did I have? Reptile and Jade from Mortal Kombat.
Yep. Oh, juice.
Tingle.
Juice. What is that? Oh, sure.
The Creeper from Minecraft.
Oh, yeah.
King K. Rool, Slippy Toad, Bubble Bobble.
Oh, my gosh.
Good job picking Frogger. That was a good one.
Yeah,
and then and then any number of Pokemon, including Bulbasaur.
Oh, yeah. Pokemon.
Bulbasaur is blue, man. Unless he's shiny.
Shiny Bulbasaur. There. So round one goes to Roger. And Phil, you're going to start the next round.
Oh, good. Hopefully I've got one.
All right. Well, again, I'm going to give you a few seconds to come up with your answers. So our next category, since we're celebrating St. Patrick's Day, what is St. Patrick famous for?
Was it rats or snakes? It's rats, right?
I think that's the Pied Piper.
Damn it. So it's
snakes. I think it's snakes, right? It's snakes.
Yeah.
Right?
St. Patrick was notable for driving all the snakes out of Ireland. So let's think of snakes in video games.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to name the snake. You just have to name the game that the snake is in.
Okay.
It can also count if a character has that name. So
Okay.
I'm going to give you about 10 seconds. Give you a few more seconds to think about it. Snakes. I don't know no snakes. So, all right, Phil, are you ready?
Sure.
All right, let's go.
I'm going to go ahead and start it off with Solid Snake.
Oh, good. That's a good one. Let's see. In Super Mario Brothers 2, there's a snake that you fight.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to follow that up with Liquid Snake.
Oh, okay, that's a good one, too. Let's see. What about Medusa's head? Does that count? Like snakes in Castlevania?
Medusa counts.
Does Serpentor from G.I. Joe count?
Yes. I'll allow that because there were G.I. Joe games.
Let's see. What about in Bayou Billy? I think you fight snakes, don't you? Pretty sure.
I never played Bayou Billy.
You never played Bayou Billy, Phil? Do you fight snakes in Bayou Billy? I'm pretty sure it's snakes in Bayou
Billy. Man, that was like 1986. I barely remember 2021. I've got no chance of 1986.
Okay. All right, fine. How about just the game Snake, where you're the snake and you're adding, you know, eat little pieces. Okay.
Yep, Snake.
I feel like there was a King Hiss in something, but maybe I'm wrong. So I'm going to change my answer to Ekans.
Ah, okay. Ekans is good.
Oh, boy. Indiana Jones.
Yep.
There are snakes in Indiana Jones.
The Atari game, I remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in Temple of Doom there is, too.
All right.
I'm going to go with Resident Evil 7 because there's snakes in the boxes you break.
Oh,
that attack
man.
You.
Yep.
Spelunky. I think there's snakes in Spelunky. Pretty sure there's snakes.
Yeah, there are. I know for a fact because I hate that game.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Acorb, which is another Pokemon.
Oh, my gosh.
The evolution of Ekans.
Well, you, to be honest.
What?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. I'll allow it. I think you had slightly mispronounced it, but I know what
you're talking. It's like Abork or whatever. I can't spell. I can't talk. I can barely
that's
write.
That's okay. That's why I said I'll allow it. That's why I said I'll allow it. All right, Roger.
Boy, I don't. I can't think of another game with snakes in it.
3, 2, 1. All right, we got ourselves another tie.
What are some other games with snakes in them?
Let's see, Steelix, another Pokemon. We had Arbok, which, like I said, I love
Arbok.
That's
fine. Yeah,
yeah, Sevipor, that's another Pokemon. Okay. Let's see, I had Solid Snake, the Mario 2 Snake, Snake Rattle and Roll.
That was Snake Rattle and Roll.
Which I'm surprised, the snakes from Legend of Zelda.
Oh, so dumb. I was thinking them. Yes, that's dumb.
God of War had a snake. Okay. Big one. Red Dead Redemption.
Has lots of snakes.
Ukulele. Trouser.
Wait a second.
I know. His name was Trouser.
Come on, man.
I'll let you use your imagination. There was a game that came out called Snake Pass.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Snake Mega Man Cat. 3.
Oh.
Snake Man.
Snake Man.
Oh, Mega Snake Man, 3. Man.
And how about Q-Bert?
Oh, shit, dumb. Yeah.
Coily. Yeah.
Yeah.
What else? Donkey Kong Country.
Oh, yeah.
I think the snake was in the Harry Potter games, I'm assuming.
Bob.
Probably. Yeah, there definitely is, at least in the second one with the Chamber of Secrets.
Yeah.
One of the Colossi from Shadows of the Colossus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite Wii games, Deadly Creatures.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's tons of snakes in Resident Evil. The Resident Evil 4, the snake boss in Resident Evil, the original. And then, of course, the one you're all going to slap your foreheads because you didn't even think of it. And I'm ashamed that you didn't think of it. And you should be ashamed that you didn't think of it. Jake the Snake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was, yeah. How did we?
But you did pretty. You did respectfully. You did respectfully.
Yeah, that was. You know, I will say it's a lot harder when you're under pressure.
Oh yeah.
Think of these things. So, but this is fun. So far, there's not a grand champion.
No. So yeah, you're tied right up. So
yeah.
Trading blows.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Cool. Well, when we come back, Mike, I'll give you 2 weeks. Can you come up with more categories?
2 weeks. Yeah, I could do this in 2 weeks.
Okay. Cool.
I thought we were going to a commercial when you said when we come back.
When we come back, we're going to do that again. We're going to do the snake one all over.
And I'm still going to name the same 6 things I did the first time.
Yeah.
How great my memory is.
Well, let's move on to games that we're playing then. And Mike, I'll start with you. What games are you playing?
So I don't know if I can really talk. So I've actually been playing some Mario Kart.
Yeah, you can't talk about that.
I know. Actually, I was so tempted to just send out a text to you guys over the weekend and say, "Hey, I'm surprised you're not in my stream. I've been streaming this game for the past 3 hours just to see how you'd react."
How I would react?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, you wouldn't be too happy because I'm not supposed to.
But here's the thing. You wouldn't do that, so.
Oh, that's true. That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I've been playing Mario Kart 8 on the Switch. Yeah.
Are you playing the new tracks?
No, I don't have the expanded thing, whatever, nor have I purchased it. I don't play Mario Kart 8 enough, but I'm like, you know what? I haven't played Mario Kart in a while, so I think I'll play that. I hate driving the motorcycles. I can't control those things.
Oh, see, I love the motor. I can't drive. I hate the cars. I love the motorcycles. Yeah.
What else? Other than that, just been playing more Microsoft Jewel on my phone to get those rewards points, and then I'm playing a game that I will have a review for shortly, so I can't talk about that, unfortunately, because if I had an opportunity to talk about it, I'd spend the next hour and a half talking about it. So
wow, I know. I can't wait to talk about that game.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I was playing that game.
It is a game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So honestly, that's what I've been spending all my time with. Something I can't even talk about. So I'm glad I was able to bring something to the table here.
Yeah. Well, 2 weeks you'll be able to talk about it. So that's exciting.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Cool.
So we'll
Yeah. I should also mention this too. You're going to Midwest Gaming thing, right? What is it?
The Midwest Gaming thing. Yep.
The Midwest Gaming Classic, right?
I am, yeah.
Yeah. When is that?
That is the last weekend in March, first weekend of April.
Okay.
Same weekend of WrestleMania.
Oh, is it really?
And yeah. Opening day.
And opening day. Yeah. Yep. That's cool. I'm excited for you to go to that.
Yeah, but there's not as much swag.
There's going to be some, though, right?
No, not a whole lot of swag.
Okay.
There's just going to be people selling stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I've never been there, and it's like in my backyard. I don't know why I've never been there, but I haven't.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's in my front yard, and I haven't been there, so.
It's like 3 blocks over from me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Is that all you've been playing,
that's,
Mike?
Yeah, I like I said, I got nothing to contribute to this conversation.
Well,
so.
I
apologize to the CEO.
Well,
hey, man, my list is going to be.
Whoa.
It's really impressive.
Really?
Oh, wow. No, wow. Then it evens out.
Like, let's hear it then.
So I played some Evil Dead.
Oh,
well, that's right. You gave us a hard time because we couldn't join you.
Yeah.
I did kind of give you guys a little bit of shit, didn't I? Yeah, sorry. Yeah. That was, you know, time and place type of a thing. It's a lot of fun, actually, when you're playing with somebody else. It takes a while to get into matches. I don't think that many people are playing it anymore, unfortunately. But once you actually get into a game, each of the matches, I don't think we had a match that lasted less than 10 minutes. So it's a good time consumer, but it was taking anywhere between 4 and 8 minutes to get into a match. And that's with it recently having gone on to PS Plus or whatever the name of their service is. And we just played as Survivor/Ashes side the entire time. The good guys, neither of us played as the big bad. So we had a good time doing that. Outside of that, just basically the weeklies. And then today I decided I was going to start playing a little bit of Little Monsters. Damn it, it's not Little Monsters. It's Little Nightmares 2.
Oh, have you played that before?
I played the first one, yeah. And then I decided to start the second one up today because I just read an issue of Little Monsters and it made me want to play Little Nightmares, even though the two are not at all related, which is why I get the two confused all of the time. But, so if you don't know much about it, it's kind of an atmospheric puzzle game, much in the vein of, well, Little Nightmares 1. Inside Limbo, whatever the name of that game that I really enjoyed that I played like 6 months ago was that I don't remember the name of.
Inside?
No.
Limbo.
It doesn't matter what the name of that other game was, but I talked about it, I think. I'm pretty sure I did. I don't play
the Flaming Poo?
No, that's a Conker. No, that's the Mighty Poo.
No, yeah, the Flaming Poo is the one where you're the Endless Runner.
Yeah,
you're
that runner.
Angry.
Oh,
angry
yeah, no, not
hell.
That game. Jesus, man, I forgot all about the fact that I played that. Now I got an eye twitch.
No, that's I exercise. That's what caused that.
Great. Now I'm on suicide watch. In either case, atmospheric, super creepy, weird vibe to it. You're playing as a little child with a bag over his head, and you start at the middle of the woods, and quite quickly you realize there's traps all over the woods, and you make your way into a cabin, and then you get three ways into the cabin, and then your friend Andy sends you a party invite to go play some Overwatch with him, so you could play Little Nightmares 2. Really weird the way the game works out. I probably put about 35 minutes into it, is the moral of the story.
Okay.
But I dig it. I'll go back to it. I love that style of game. I love it's. They're just really, really pretty and just kind of give you the little bit of the ease.
Yeah. I have not played the first or the second, so I need to. I think I need to play those games.
They're good, man.
Yeah. Anything else?
No, other than that, just Hogwarts and Overwatch. Yeah. Almost done with Hogwarts. Rachel's even further than I am. She's also put about 15 hours more than I have into the game at this point. So there's, yeah. And nice. She's upstairs playing right now.
Okay.
I said, I got to go record. She was like, oh, that's too bad. And then I just heard like the menu music kicking for Hogwarts on my way down the stairs. I wasn't even all the way down the stairs yet. And she'd already started it up.
Wow. Wow. For myself, speaking of Hogwarts, I actually got my broom now so I can fly around. That's cool.
Oh, gotcha.
Nice.
So I played some of that. And then I played Road 96.
Road 96 rules.
Oh, it's so good. So that's the reason I'm playing this game now is because one of my stops is going to be with the developers. They're making a prequel. So I'm going to meet with them next week. And I was like, well, I should play the first one because I haven't played the first one yet. And it's really good. Mm-hmm. It is really good.
If only you had somebody that had told you that. Like,
I know you did. You did. You talked about that game a lot on the podcast. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's interesting. Did you play it more than once?
Like more than one person or completed the entire game?
The entire game.
I've only played the entire game once.
Okay. Because every time you start, it's different.
Mm-hmm. That's what Carrington had said.
That's weird. It's so interesting because like,
Did you play all the way through, like you got all the survivors across and then started again?
No, I was playing on my Xbox and then I got on the Switch as well because it was on sale, I think last week for like $5 or something.
It's a good deal.
And I was playing a new game on the Switch and it was a different start to the game.
Yep.
And I was like, whoa, this is so interesting. And like even the characters, like the two motorcycle, Stan, and I can't think of the other guy's name. The first time I ran into them, like I hitchhiked with them and they were like trying to catch somebody in a taxi. And the second time I ran into them in a different game, I was at their hideout and they beat me up and took all my money. But then they gave it back because I helped them solve the puzzle that they were trying to figure out.
I think it all relates to which character you start as trying to get across the border as well, because Carrington and I had the same conversation when he started because his entire experience was different than mine.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's so weird. And then the Fanny, the police officer, like the first time I ran into her with the first character I was going across with, she opened up to me and was like talking to me about her life and her kid and blah, blah, blah. And then the second time I was on a bus with her. And she was taking this teen into custody, and I tried to convince her to let him go, and she didn't, and she got really angry. But then, yeah, I shouldn't talk. I won't give this spoiler away because like this is a spoiler, so I won't talk about that. But
have you gotten anybody to the border yet?
One person, yeah.
Okay,
yeah. So I'm going to be playing that more because that game is really good. It is amazing. The storytelling is really good, and I just love the voice actors. The voice acting is really well done in this game. The characters are really interesting and colorful, and it's a set behind a really kind of dark and scary world. The premise is that you're a teenager and you're trying to cross the border, but they won't let people cross the border, and this guy is running for president, right, to be reelected. And 10 years ago, right? So this takes place in 1996. So 1986, a group of, what do they call themselves, the Black Brigade or the Black Bandit Brigade or something like that, right?
I believe so, yeah.
They blew up a wall or a, like a, yeah, like a rock or something like that and killed a lot of people, right? Mm-hmm. And then they've kind of cracked down and, yeah, the characters that you meet, like, did you meet Sonia?
Absolutely.
She's so different than her, like, TV personality. That's so weird. But yeah, so, like, you run into all these characters, and they all kind of have, like, an intertwining storyline amongst themselves, and it's really interesting. It's really fascinating. So the developers are doing a prequel to Road 96. It's called Mile Zero, and that's coming out, I think, next month, I think.
Really?
So, yeah. So I wanted to play the first one before I met with them to talk about the game. So, yeah, I'm excited to chat with them. So I've been playing a lot of that. There's a game that I can't, like Mike, but a different game. I can't talk about a game. I've been playing a lot of this other game I've been playing, and I just can't talk about it yet. But I am super excited to talk about that game. And then like Mike, I've been playing some Mario Kart 8. I have been playing the new tracks and, so I've been just trying to get the trophies in all the new tracks. So starting at the 50cc and then going up from there. So yeah, it's fun. That's pretty much all I've been playing this week.
Wow. We're a bunch of lamos when it comes to games that we play.
Well, similar to Mike, there's one game that I put a lot of time in this last week that I can't talk about yet, and I am really, really excited to talk about, but I just can't yet. So
yeah, me too. You laugh, but it could be a possibility for me. You know this.
I know, that's true, actually. That's a good point. So all right, well then let's move into the games that are releasing next week. So these are the games that are coming out for the week of March the 20th through the 25th. And on March 21st, I'm going to totally butcher this name. Tachai, I think that's pronounced it. Tachai. PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, PC. That's coming out on March 21st. Have a Nice Death.
Yeah.
I know that. You two are interested in this game, right?
Well, it is a roguelite, so...
Oh.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Who's putting that out? Do you remember?
I think Gearbox is the publisher for
it. That's what I thought, too.
Yeah. So it's coming out on a Switch and PC on March 22nd.
Boo.
Because it's on the Switch.
And not PC. The PC.
Yeah. Atelier Ryza 3, is that how I pronounce that?
Yep.
Alchemist of the End and the Secret Key, that's coming out on PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, and Switch on March 23rd. Storyteller is coming out on Switch and PC on March 23rd. EA Sports PGA Tour, I know that you guys are really excited about it.
It's delayed.
Oh, yeah. It's delayed.
Delayed till the 4th or something like that.
Okay, so that's not coming out on March 24th, so yep. Forget that. And then Resident Evil 4 Remake,
mm-hmm.
That's still coming out on March 24th, right?
Oh,
as far
yeah.
as I've heard, yeah.
And that's coming out on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, and PC. So, Mike, you're going to get that, I'm assuming.
Got it pre-ordered.
And, Phil, are you going to get that game, too?
I probably will when it goes on sale, yeah.
Yeah. Are either of you going to play Have a Nice Death? Are you excited about that game?
I probably will, yeah.
It looks nice. I'll probably get it when it goes on sale.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know much about Storyteller. I'm kind of interested about that game, too. So, so yeah, this, the game's coming out next week. A lot of Switch games, actually. All right, then I guess that leads us to our final segment, and that is our eShop game, the Tales from the eShop game. And I totally forgot about this game already. I mean, I just remembered Phil sharing photos and stuff with it. So what was the game, Mike?
Give Me Toilet Paper.
Give nope. Me... Was it really called Give Me Toilet Paper?
Oh, no, yeah. I'm sorry. I was talking to the wife. I'm sorry. I'm
oh.
No, that one's called Give Me Toilet Paper, Please.
Yeah.
The game itself is just called Give Me Toilet Paper.
It's a combination of those two games. Give Me Toilet Papers, Please. Oh. So yeah, no, the game really is called Give Me Toilet Paper. And here's the official description.
Oh, it really is called Give Me Toilet Paper. Give Me Toilet Paper. Okay.
Yeah. This is an action game in which you prepare toilet paper with a Joy-Con in it and roll it around a board. See, now it makes sense.
Yeah.
Now that I... Anyways, there is a toilet paper in the game that is linked to your toilet paper. If you roll your toilet paper left and right, the toilet paper in the game will also roll left and right. Oh my God! There's no toilet paper. Let's help a man in big trouble. You are the ordinary toilet paper in every house, but you can roll at will. And now there is a man in need of toilet paper. You start from the ceiling of the toilet and go your way to the man, but all sorts of traps await you along the way. Help the man by avoiding or taking advantage of them.
And what?
Yep.
Do they know how toilets are, like, work? Like the ceiling of a toilet?
Well,
what?
I'd like to think
I think what you're looking at there is a improper translation because you start from the ceiling of the bathroom.
Right.
Oh, okay. 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 That makes more sense. But still, why is toilet paper on the ceiling of a bathroom?
Well, can you think of a better place to put it?
Ran out of shelf
space,
man.
I can, actually. In a closet or like...
But then
the
closet's
sink.
Not in the same room as the bathroom, unless your bathroom's far more fancy than mine. Neither of my bathrooms have a closet.
Well,
you have a closet in your bathroom, Roger?
Not my current one, but in my other ones, I did. It actually, in my other house, it was an old bedroom that was converted into a bathroom, and it had like a closet in the area. It really did.
Did you hang your robes and your towels in there?
We put. We did have like toiletries, like really fancy toiletries on the, like the, it was like this closet and had like a shelf on top of it. And we put nice things on top of it. We put our towels and toilet paper under there. Yeah. It was a really big, big bathroom. It was like, I don't know, like a size of a bedroom. So
did you keep mints on the sink?
Did you have somebody working there as an attendant?
And how much did the attendant make?
I did not. None of those things happened. But it
did
was.
Did he
a
drop
nice
toilet
size.
Paper from the ceiling? When
he
you needed
did not.
It.
He did not. That's what I. That's what I'm saying. Like I don't understand how you drop toilet paper from a ceiling. So Phil, how do you drop toilet paper from a ceiling?
I don't even know where to start or end with this game. So this is going to be, in classic me form, just a series of rambling incoherent thoughts that don't really make any sense to anybody but myself inside of my brain. So you boot up the game and it tells you got to remove your Joy-Cons from the, unless you're playing on your little mini screen, like a little something or other. But it tells you that you got to remove your Joy-Cons and your left Joy-Con is going to be used to control like the menu selection and things like that. As far as like pressing the A to advance the screens and your left Joy-Con, you've got to stick inside of a tube of full toilet paper with two tissues underneath it to keep it from rolling around inside of the toilet paper. So that way it's always in the same position.
Oh,
just,
yeah.
Like, okay. Roll the whole time.
Yeah.
Which makes perfect sense. And then it instructs you to grab a large chunk of cardboard. And maybe in the nerd that I am, the only thing that I've got around me is the top of a comic book box. And so I grab the top of a comic book box and I've got my full roll of toilet paper with my left Joy-Con jammed into it with two pieces of, not three, not four, not one, but two pieces of tissue paper, not toilet paper, tissue paper, because it's a little bit thicker and it'll hold it into place underneath the Joy-Con to give it support. And then it instructs you to place it in the middle of your cardboard item. So that way you know what you're doing. And then a little menu pops up and you can test the sensitivity of the controller to see exactly how sensitive the controller is, because that's what all those words mean. And so you tilt it, you tilt your whatever you're holding left and right, and the toilet paper will roll left and right. Actually, I think right rolled left and left rolled right.
What? Oh, because it's mirrored?
Sure. I don't
know. Try turning the toilet paper around the other direction.
Oh, shit. You know, I probably should have. That's honestly probably what was wrong. Again, proving that I'm not that smart.
No, if you turn the toilet paper the other direction, you're just flipping it around. It wouldn't make a difference.
Yeah, but the Joy-Con would be pointed the other direction, wouldn't it? So therefore, right. the roll might happen. Because the Joy-Con's inside of it, so it might. Man, the instructions were not explicit enough for me to comprehend how to play this game. So then you get to your first level, and you start out on what I'm going to call the top shelf of the bathroom, and you got to roll your way down the sides and land in the very, very close region in proximity of the man who's sitting on the toilet that needs toilet paper's hand.
Oh.
So
it sounds like a very Japanese game.
Oh, God, yeah, 168%. Like this. Very, very much so. It's like Mr. Mosquito, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
For anybody that remembers that game. So the first level is easy enough. I still managed to fail it like 2-3 times. I was just kind of getting the hang of the speed of the rollingness. And unfortunately, the roll of toilet paper that I grabbed was some really crappy versions. So it was kind of dented on one side and it didn't roll as smooth as it wanted it to.
You gotta get that two ply stuff, man.
Yeah, I didn't have Angel Soft in the closet at the time. That's all sitting next to the actual toilets, and the backup toilet paper is the one ply stuff that's been abused and thrown down 3 conveyor belts worth of activity. Probably thrown from the ceiling of a warehouse to land on a pallet. And toilet paper, or I need toilet paper too, please. So first level comes and goes without a hitch. I'm like, this is touchy to control because you really got to pull it back as it starts to roll. Otherwise, it's going to roll too far and you're going to fall and hit the floor. And then guy gets really angry because he still has nothing to, defends himself with.
I can imagine.
So first level comes and goes. Second level comes and there's, what did they add as far as not a gimmick, but like a trap goes. I don't think it was spikes right away. Anyways, it was something. And you keep going and you keep progressing through these levels and they get longer and longer and harder and they add things like spikes, like lasers, little trampoline things you can jump off of. There's these little like green and blue and red holes that you can go into and then you got to roll your way across the back to drop down on the other side of where the other hole comes out. And you roll of toilet paper all the way down to the person. I played probably 7 levels worth of the game the proper way of rolling it on the box. And then I decided this is getting way too hard and I can't control the toilet paper all that well. So I cheated and I just kind of I held the toilet paper in my hand instead of just Joy-Con because that would have made sense to only hold the Joy-Con. But I really wanted the full effect of the game. So I needed that texture of the toilet paper in my hands as I spun it side to side. And I played through the first 18 levels of the 32 level game. And it's a lot more challenging, obviously, when you're using the rolling the toilet paper across the cardboard box gimmick.
Yeah.
But all in all, this game weirdly, weirdly surprised me for how bad it did not suck.
Really?
Yeah, it's very, very well executed. It's challenging. The music, while being moderately repetitive and monotonous, is soothing, almost like you would hear in a public bathroom.
Okay.
I give them full credit for what they did with this game and the way that they innovated using the Joy-Con inside of a roll of toilet paper to get toilet paper to the person. I think I paid $5 for the game. If you're going to cheat and play the game, it's not worth $5. But if you kind of want to play it almost as a party game, even though it's only one player, it's kind of worth it.
Wow.
Nice.
So it sounds like they went all in with their gimmick. I mean,
100%.
Yeah.
Oh, there's like rolly spikes of toilet paper as well that come by and they can slice you up. There's saw blades that'll cut your roll of toilet paper in half. Trap doors that open as well. Sorry, all these things are dawning on me as I'm mentally replaying the game in my head.
Wow.
But it's very, very creative and very unique experience.
Go ahead.
No.
I have to ask, were you being observed as you played this game?
Yeah, my girlfriend watched me the entire time.
And what was her opinion? Because this is the kind of game that would be interesting to. I'd like to get the opinion of somebody who watched you play it. Like, to me, it seems like the kind of game that would be fun to watch somebody play.
Yeah, she definitely got some chuckles out of it while she was making Reuben soup in preparation for St. Patrick's Day tomorrow to take to work. But she got some chuckles and she's like, this is actually kind of innovative and creative of them. And I had to agree with her. Like, it's. Graphically, it's nothing outstanding, but who's expecting anything graphically outstanding from a $5 game? But the creativity is definitely there, and the execution is there. It's for being a game called Gimme Toilet Paper, where you jam your Joy-Con into the inside of a tube of toilet paper, like it really knocked everything out of the park.
Wow.
Nice. They should take the same approach. They should take the same approach with milk inside a bag of milk, where you just put your Joy-Con in a bag and just pour milk in there.
The controller inside a bag of a controller. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was expecting it to be a lot worse than it truly was.
Well, yeah, I was expecting to come back and be like, this is total poop. Pun intended.
Nope. Oh, all pun intended. No pun intended.
Cool. I'm glad to hear that it was better. I mean, it sounds like an interesting concept, and yeah, it's different. So,
and they executed it well. It was something. What do they call those dumb things they put out for the Switch a while ago?
Yeah, 1, 2, 3 cardboard shits.
No, like the things with all the cardboard buildups and
Labo. Yeah,
it was kind of like one of those, but the I'm broke as hell version.
But it worked.
Yeah, it definitely worked.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. That's hilarious. Well, that's good. I'm glad that it wasn't terrible. So,
no, it ran perfectly fine. Like I didn't spot a single bug in it where I questioned anything that was going on. And the levels were surprisingly innovative as far as like having the little trampoline set up where you'd have to jump over like the saw blades and you'd have to time things with the different moving traps and stuff of that nature. It was a very creative game, and they executed it as well as they possibly could or for what they were trying to do.
Huh. That's good. So, Mike, do you have two doors for him this week?
I do. And we're going to change the genre up a bit. Well, I think any game in the entire universe would be changing up the genre from Give Me Toilet Paper.
Toilet Paper Platformer? Yes.
Yeah. All right. So this one, let's see. It is on sale for $1.99, 80% off. Mm-hmm. Let's see. What is it? Okay, here we go. The game, and you'll have to stop me if you already played this. 80s Overdrive.
I've played 80s Overdrive.
You played 80s Overdrive? Okay. Yep. So then let's go to door number two. And if door number two doesn't work, then it's going to be just a random game that I'm going to just grab out of nowhere. All right.
Just
so
combine
this game,
three words together, do a Google search, and we'll play that game.
There we go. This game. It's kind of expensive. It's $19.99, but the reason I'm picking it is because there's a free demo available.
Okay.
And I think Roger might like this one. So here we go. Castle Springbottom is under attack. It's up to the round guard.
You said a different genre. Like, we're talking about bottoms again.
Yeah. This is Springbottom, not Dirty Bottom.
Oh, gotcha.
So, anyway, it's up to the round guard to save the king and, more importantly, recover his gold. Fling your hero into the face of danger and bounce off hordes of dangerously cute monsters to reach the bottom of the dungeon. With only one life, you'll need to learn how to navigate hazards, make strategic choices, and master your hero's skills if you hope to defeat the final boss. But don't worry, the round guard always bounces back. Bouncy fun. Intuitive pinball physics-based gameplay like no other dungeon crawler. Multiple classes. Play as the warrior, the rogue, the wizard, each with their own unique skills, items, and cheeky sense of humor. Randomized dungeon. Each time you play, levels are procedurally generated, and quest events and elite monsters are randomly placed. Permadeath with benefits. When you die, you'll have a chance to bring a special trinket with you on your next run. The more gold you grab, the better your chances to collect one of the most powerful trinkets. Lots of loot. Over 100 items and trinkets, each with effects that present strategic choices and combo possibilities. And show off your skills. Compete on the leaderboards and try to master all the challenging, rule-bending relics. The name of the game is called Round Guard. And I think Roger's
played this,
I have this game. Yeah.
This is a game that's definitely been on my radar that I've wanted to play, so I will gladly play Round Guard.
Yeah. Okay. I like it. I like this game a lot. I mean, this is one of my games that if I'm just like, I just want to like chill and just not have to, you know, like if I'm just in the mood just to sit back and chill and like right before bed or something like that, I'll pull up this game all the time and play. I like this game a lot. So Yeah, I'm excited to hear what you have to say, Phil, because I really like this game.
Yeah, I look forward to playing Round Garden, because I remember you saying it's on my list of games that I'd like to check out, and it goes on sale from time to time, too, so...
It does, yeah. Yeah, it's a fun game, and, yeah, what is that game was on Xbox, like...
Creature of the Well.
Peggle, yeah, I was thinking Peggle. Oh. Creature in the Well, though, too. Like, well, Creature in the Well is more like pinball-y,
Yeah.
And, like, you have, like... Like your character like bats the ball like a pin like a flipper and a pinball. Like this is more like Plenko, where your thing is going down and it kind of bounces all over the place. And that's like cool. Peggle. Yeah, like Peggle. Yeah. Yeah. I really like this game a lot. So
I look forward to playing it.
Yeah. Cool. All right. So before we head out, then, why don't we tell people how they can follow us on social media? And Mike, how can people find you and follow you on social media?
You can find me at PezGuyMike.
And Phil, how can people find you and follow you on social media?
You can find me at BNow23.
And listeners, you can find us on Twitter. You can find the show, GamerHeadsPod, at GamerHeadsPod. And you can also follow me at NintendRaj on Twitter as well. And you can also go to our website at GamerHeadsPodcast.com, where you can hear this show and other shows and read reviews and articles. I'm probably actually going to... Phil shared some videos of him playing that Give Me Toilet Paper, so I'll probably share that as Gamerheads as well, so you can check that out. That's all the fun things you can do, and you can send us an email too if you'd like. You can send us an email at info@gamerheadspodcast.com. Well, Mike, thank you so much for joining us this week.
Thank you.
And Phil, thank you so much for joining us this week.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here, as always.
Listeners, thank you so much for giving us a listen. If you like what you hear, leave us a review. We'd love to hear what you have to say about the show. And again, we're off next week. I'll be in Boston for PAX. Not E3, PAX, and then we'll come back and I'll have lots of interviews and news to share, so stay tuned for that. But until then, everyone stay safe and game on. See ya.
So long.
Take care, everybody.